Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Prediction time. Who wins tonight, the Bulls or the Hawks? Will the three-point shooting and defense against it decide this one? If the Bulls win one, can they win two? Will they win a game versus Boston if they can get that far into the real playoffs?
Don't really feel confident about this prediction. I don't feel like the Bulls have done anything to earn the benefit of the doubt. They're losing team that backed into the play-in round. We're going to call it the playoffs or the postseason. Technically, it is. But I don't think that they're going very far past this week. They win tonight. I think they win tonight. It won't be easy. The Bulls have allowed the second most three-pointers all season to a team that's probably going to hit their share. I think the Hawks were sixth in the league in three-pointers made. So they're going to stay in the game by hitting the three. Maybe Trae Young gets off, maybe not. I hope Andre Drummond plays because they also are a good second chance point team and they will rebound. But I don't think that the Bulls in those clutch games, as they played so many of them, are pretty good. And DeMar DeRozan will come through and I think they will eke this one out. They'll live to play another day or play in another day. And they'll advance to play the loser of the Heat and the Sixers, but I think that will be where it probably ends. We'll talk about it and obviously moving toward that, but they win tonight. I don't think they're going to win more than tonight. It might be the last victory of the season. Even if they advance to Friday, I think it ends there. And I'm not even the Celtics, that series, if they ever got to that point, it would be just Celtics in four, Celtics in five, Celtics in whatever, because that's a bridge too far.
All right, per our friends over at Circus Sports Illinois, the Bulls are minus three. But this is the more interesting number. I am shocked by this number. The total, 222 wow. Points. I mean, I know the Atlanta Hawks don't play a lick of defense, but I don't know that the Bulls are going to score 120 points tonight. I would be shocked by that. This is, you know, if you're looking to invest, get involved for a little entertainment, you know, I would go under that total. That seems awfully high to me. I hope the Bulls win. I think there's value in this game for them. I think there's value in winning, surviving, and advancing, playing again. I think we should get into that more, Mully. I know you had said earlier in the show that you're not really revved up for this and you don't see the point. And I think that's a really interesting thing to talk about. But I like the Bulls to win, and I like the under for what that's worth.
I think
heads or tails. You know, I have no idea how this game is going to go. I don't feel very confident that the Bulls are going to win, but I don't feel very confident they're going to lose. The thing that surprises me is my lack of enthusiasm for the Bulls winning. And, you know, normally I would be of the mind of get into the playoffs. If you play the Bucks, you can steal a game because DeMar DeRozan's going to go in there and he's going to shoot shirtless shots into the middle of the night and come back. I don't know. There is very little juice to this Bulls season right now. And I get it. They were 14-5 and they came roaring back and made the play-in game. And that would be matching what they did a year ago. They're actually the 9th seed, not the 10th seed as they were a year ago. So if they win this game and then bow out, that apparently is a repeat. If they were somehow to win two games, then they'd be in a different – we'd look at them differently. I don't know that I'm looking at them differently. I'm very excited to talk to KC at 7:25 to get his take on – you know, the one thing I'll say is the Bulls do play hard. They do fight to the end. You know, even that game in New York where New York's trying to clinch the number two seed and the Bulls are fighting like hell, I really am impressed with their try-hardness. But I don't know that translates to belief that what they're doing is going to work.
I think if they had a different team, it might. I think if they had a younger team
building
towards something, it might. What they do, they have a lot of veterans who, you know, it's not enough to play hard. That should be the expectation. And I think they do play like a team that understands when to flip the switch sometimes. But the problem with the Bulls is that there's too much inconsistency with that. So you might think, okay, they're going to get it right now, and then they end up, you know, they'll lose a game to the Pistons. And they're too up and down to trust anything, to believe in anything that they do. What do they do well? What do the Bulls do well after the regular season has now finished?
DeMar hits a mid-range jumper.
They play to the level of their competition. You know, that's probably what they do most consistently, and maybe tonight it's enough to rise to the occasion against a team with the Hawks that's a little injured, a little banged up. Play the pick and roll, defend the three-point line, take your chances, hit your shots, then they can advance. What does it mean? We can talk about that, but unless they win a playoff series, I'm not sure that it means anything different than it did a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is the future. When you stop and look at the future – I don't think it means anything toward the future.
Yeah, that's a big issue. What does the future hold? What is the plan for the Bulls? And how dramatic will this offseason be, or will be the same type of frustrating status quo that last summer was?
Great point. Great point, David. I got to tell you, I've never gone into a – I mean, even last year, I was kind of like, hey, let's see what they – This seems so hopeless because the best they can do is to get in the playoffs. But it would take like a series of Achilles injuries for them to get past Boston. I see the Boston series, if they get there, like losing by 18, losing by 20, losing by 17, coming close and getting shut out by 14. I don't even know if they can be within double digits of this team in four games.
I don't think we're going to be in a position to find out.
Okay. All right, fair
enough. But I don't disagree with that either.
I hope to God we're talking about a victory tomorrow and we're predicting another victory.
I do too. You don't want to be negative. I think that, you know, they get to this point and there are a lot of teams that aren't playing tonight, and I guess that is something you should – it'd be easier to celebrate if it didn't feel so redundant. And I think the Bulls heading into tonight feels like last year heading into those games. What does it really mean? This feels like the NBA – created these games to create revenue and maybe interest, but this doesn't feel to me like the baseball's extra wild card team.
No.
This doesn't feel like
– maybe in the Western Conference.
Maybe.
You got the Warriors and the Lakers in extra games.
They're attractions, but I think that with baseball, I think we've become conditioned because we've seen it happen. A wild card team that sneaks in is an extra team that, oh, nobody likes the baseball purists don't like the third team or whatever. Sometimes those teams, because of variance, can win in the playoffs. In the NBA, it's different. These teams that are afforded these extra games, does anybody really look at – I know the Heat got to the NBA Finals last year. That is the exception. It's not the rule. The rule typically is you're playing to create revenue for your own organization and to keep interest high going into the real playoffs.
Texter corrects me, 5-14. That's obviously what I meant. I knew they didn't start 14-5.
5-14 was a yeah. tough start. And they're going to want to be credited if they overcome
right.
that start.
So that's why you don't really want them getting to the playoffs?
Interesting.
No, I don't
know. It's
argue.
Not that I don't want them to get to the playoffs, but if they get to the playoffs, it's going to be a familiar refrain.
Yes.
Look how good we were after we climbed out of the hole we dug for ourselves.
Right. Yeah. It's a great point.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.